888 Car Talk. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hey, guys.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marshall from Texas.
Whereabouts in Texas?
Well, I'm actually supposed to be in Houston, but for work reasons, I'm currently calling you from Gonzales.
Gonzales.
Ah.
I don't know where Gonzales is, but I imagine it's
not either.
Too far from Houston.
If you see a movie about the Alamo, then you'll know.
Well, we know a lot about the Alamo.
Well?
We know that the Alamo has been moved.
You bet you didn't know that.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
Well, we know, in fact, we're the only ones who know it.
It's our own theory.
Right. In fact, it got moved, and that's why Santa Ana didn't find it right away.
Ah.
So what's up, man?
Well, I've got a three-year-old, a 2001 Toyota Highlander, and a golf ball, and the three of them came to an unfortunate meeting. The golf ball is now in the muffler.
Really?
And, yeah. And I don't know what, if anything, I should do about it. I called our regular mechanic, and after they stopped laughing, which took a while, they seemed to have some kind of huddle on the phone, and they came back and said, yeah, probably okay.
So your kid put the golf ball in the tailpipe.
Yeah, the wife is trying to steer him down a path away from full contact sports. So he was out there with his little golf club and a regulation golf ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know what something went through his head, and he picked up the golf ball. And on the Highlander, the tailpipe's only about 10 inches long, so it doesn't take that much effort to permanently make an addition to the muffler.
So during the time that it's been in there, you've been driving it.
Yeah, well, we immediately fired it up just to see if anything interesting would come out, and nothing happened. And then we toyed with the idea of sticking a shop vac down there and trying to draw it out, and I thought that probably nothing good could come of that.
No, nothing. We had a puzzle about that some years ago where somebody blew a car up doing that, but that's another...
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I've been driving it around, and as far as I know, no flaming golf balls have come out of the back end, and I can't hear anything.
And you're sure it's in there, and it didn't come out?
As far as I know, it's still in there.
So how...
It's hard to believe that, but...
I think once it made its way past the point where the tailpipe is attached to the muffler,
yeah,
then it fell into the body of the muffler amongst the baffles. I would leave it in there.
And it's okay?
Well, I mean, it's not stopping anything from happening. I mean, when it's running, does it run smoothly?
Yeah.
Does it have plenty of power?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you put your hand near that tailpipe, it feels you feel the exhaust coming out?
Yeah, the exhaust is still coming out.
Yeah, I think it's in a place.
Yeah, it's in a place where it's not blocking
anything. The worst case scenario would have been this, Marshall. If he had found something to stick in there, and if he's listening, I'm sure he'd start working on this tomorrow. If he can find something to stick in there that's the exact diameter of the tailpipe.
Yeah.
And if you wedge something in there like a potato.
Yeah. It'll stay in one place and stay
then
there forever.
It'll restrict the flow of exhaust, and the thing won't start at all. Or you could get something that was so close to fitting perfectly that it let a very little bit of exhaust out, and the power would be reduced by like 80 or 90%. But I think the fact that this thing went all the way into the muffler, and now it's just in there, and it's just another baffle.
Yeah.
It's just another one of the baffles that the exhaust has to go around, and I don't think it's going to do anything. Eventually, it'll either melt or the muffler will rust out and have to get thrown away. And when you do replace the muffler, you're going to have to, what, cut it open?
That leads to a follow-up question.
Yeah.
How many golf balls can go in there before it does become a problem?
That's a good...
I think two would be the answer.
No, I bet you could put 50 golf balls in there.
Well, it would be interesting to do a little research.
Well, look, you don't want to put a 50 brand-new Titleist in there. You want to go to the driving range and get up the biggest bucket of balls you can and just keep stuffing them in until the thing won't start. Let us know. In the interest of science, I think you have to do this, Marshall.
I'm on board. I'll do it.
Good luck, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.